Hey, it's Brent and Paul with you on the Azarkan podcast. We're getting ready for the World Junior Hockey Championship coming up in Sweden. And it is coming fast, Paul.
I can't believe it. We're almost there.
I know. It's really hard to believe.
It's scaring me, actually, because I have so much left to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get right to this is the informational one. We do this a lot, where we kind of bring everybody up to speed on where we're at. And the big thing on the last one was we were trying to get jersey information from everybody. How's that gone?
We finally got everybody to select their jerseys, select their sizes for their included jersey that comes with the tour package.
Right.
So we're going to start sending those in to get production on them right away so that we get them in time. When I get back, I'm leaving for Europe on the 19th of September. I'm going with an old-timers hockey team. Okay. Halfway, I'm leaving them, flying to Venice and joining our Croatia Adriatic cruise, which I'm really looking forward to as well. And then I'm back on the 10th of October. As soon as I get back, we'll set something up so that people can order extra jerseys. We have people always ask, you know, Paul, you know, I got the Canada jersey. I'd really like to get the Swedish one, or I'd like to get an extra Canada one in case I get mustered on the first one, those sort of things. We also have our Christmas sweater, which is very popular. People like to wear them to the Christmas parties, and they're generic, so you can wear them year after year at your next Christmas event as well. Mm-hmm. And we also have World Junior hoodies.
Right.
Black hoodies that we've made. So when I get back, I'll send out all the information on those again, and with the cost of each one, and a form that people can go online and select if they want one of those extra ones. And we'll add it to your invoice at the end with the apparel. You don't have to worry about paying for it right now. So again, we got all the jerseys in, so those orders are going to be in. But people are already asking about, Paul, I want to order a second one. How can I do it? Or I want to get a hoodie. I want to get a Christmas sweater. We'll have that information when I get back shortly after I return on October 10th.
Talking to some people about what color jerseys they were going to buy. I know the one that I went with, but we had white, we had red, we had black, that kind of thing. Like, I went with the black. I liked the black. At the last one, I thought that they really stood out and looked sharp. But everybody's different, right?
Everybody's different. Like, we had all three jerseys selected by a number of people. Black was the most popular, I have to say that.
Okay.
A few people also ordered the Swedish jersey because they like to have...
That's going on the rec room.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So they like that as a memento of the tournament. And then we've had already a few people email us asking about second jerseys and ordering second jerseys, but we'll put a form up so that it makes it easy for you to select and put down what you want. I think we're all going to look great. As you know, we take a group picture. You know, it's the picture that have on our website, and we have it on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah.
So I look forward to taking that group picture again where everybody brings their jersey, and it's a great memento for the tour to have everybody in there, 350 people. It's a fantastic memento, like I said, of the World Junior Tour that you won't forget for a long time.
Okay, let's talk about hotel stuff because that's, I guess the two things you hear about is air. Like, how am I going to get there? How's everything going with that? But hotel's a big one for people.
Yeah, hotel's a big one. We had some upgrades available. That's done now. So the people that requested upgrades, we've slotted them in for that. One of the things I'm going to try to do before I leave is update everybody on their invoice, where they're at, because the final payment's coming up on the 15th. So you can send payments by e-transfer.
That's the 15th of September.
October.
Okay, we got to say this because somebody may download this at another time, right?
Yeah, 15th of October is the final payment's got to be in by that date. So some people have already sent in post-dated checks by mail, which is great. If you want to do that, you can continue to do that.
Okay.
Some people have paid it already all off with the check or by doing e-transfers. If you want to do e-transfers, just make sure we have the final amount by the 15th of October. Okay.
Gotcha.
I'll be gone, but my wife will be downloading the payments for the e-transfers. Just note that you won't get an update on the invoice until we get back. We'll update everybody's invoice after the 15th of October so that you could see your payment is all paid up.
Okay.
And then in terms of hotel upgrades, like I said, the people that have selected them will update your invoice with the cost of those upgrades as well so that you know you've got those upgrades.
Okay.
The other important thing for people is in terms of flight spren, I need people that are flying there on their own to send me their itinerary because as soon as I get back, we have to start working on, you know, arrivals and departures for people.
The coordination and, part of
yeah, this. Yeah, and some people that are flying on their own are off by a day or have an extra day versus what our package actually is. So yeah. I need to know for tickets, and I need to know as well for pickups, drop-offs, and hotels. So very important that you get that to us as soon as possible if you haven't done that as well. The other thing is we get questions about seat selection from people who are on our group list. We are issuing the flight tickets at the end of October, early November.
Okay.
I think we mentioned that on the last podcast. That's when you can do seat selection, and also seat upgrades is once we do those, issue those tickets, you can go online and you can go and select your seats. And at the same time, you can select seats that are economy comfort or, you know, premier comfort or whatever you want at that time. So those are the important things in terms of hotels and the flight upgrades.
On the last trip that we did back in 2020, I used laundry once.
Yeah.
And
I try not to.
I try not to because I always think it's going to be expensive. But you know what? When you're in the same hotel for anywhere from a week to 10 days, depending on the situation, I find it's not a bad idea to do it. And it also means I pack less.
Yeah, that's true. Me, I'm the opposite. I take enough shirts to last me the 2 weeks. I take enough underwear. I take enough, you know, pairs of pants or shorts or whatever where I'm going, jacket, whatever I need to pack for that tour, I tour. But I do understand, you know, I could be outside at a cafe and spill coffee all over my jacket.
Yeah.
I need to wash it. You know what I mean? There's no choice. I can't have a soaked jacket with coffee all through the tour. So we contacted the hotel in Gothenburg, the Radisson Blue Scandinavia, which we've already announced, and they do a laundry service as well. So they gave me a sheet with the cost of the laundry service. We'll put it up on the website.
Okay.
The other thing that they that I found is two other websites that do laundry pickup, and they bring it back to you the next day. So I would assume the hotel uses one of these services, and it might be a little cheaper to use them directly.
Okay.
And they have an app where you just request the pickup and they drop it off the next day, and you can confirm the pricing for different items. It's usually per item. So those are two things in terms of laundry if people are interested in doing laundry.
Well, the only reason I bring it up, well, we should bring it up anyway. It's a good thing to talk about. But on this trip, as opposed to where we were in the Czech Republic 3 years ago, can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
But anyway, the weather was a little more seasonable there, or a little more comfortable there. We're moving considerably further north on this one into Sweden, where the weather could be snowy, it could be rainy, it could just be a cold wind. So all of a sudden now I got to take a look at what jackets I'm bringing on this trip. So therefore, I'm looking to cut back on a few things in my laundry. So that's why I'm curious about the laundry service, because I may not be bringing as much of the other stuff that I did on the previous trip because I need to pack another extra coat.
And the thing is, layers, right?
Yeah.
It's the most, instead of bringing a huge parka, bring layers. You know, you wear a t-shirt, you're going to wear your jersey. You could wear a hoodie and then wear a jacket over top.
Right.
And we were in Malmo in 2014, which is just 2 hours south of Gothenburg, and it rained. There was a little bit of snow on the ground. You could tell they had snow, you know, leading up to that tournament.
Right.
But during the tournament, we had drizzle. We had a little bit of rain. We had a little bit of snowfall in the evening, nothing major.
Yeah.
And I would expect the weather to be similar in Gothenburg this time around. So what I'm talking about is anywhere from +5 to -10 as a daily high, with temperatures a little bit cooler in the evening, of course.
Yeah.
Right. So, and don't forget, we're by the water.
Humidity.
That cold feels a little bit colder than normal at -10. It might feel closer to -15.
Yep.
So I guarantee you during the tournament, we will get probably some rain on a day or two, and we'll get snowfall one evening or two. So be prepared for it. But I don't foresee -30 degree weather or anything like that. Although when we were in Helsinki, we had a couple of really cold nights. I remember the New Year's Eve was in the -20s, and I think the day that we did, unfortunately, the Suomenlinna Island Fortress, it was blustery and it was cold, and it was a tough day that day to do that tour. But again, the whole idea is to bring layers and dress warm that way rather than, you know, bring big coats and big things like that, that again, in your luggage are going to take up a lot of
take
space.
Take up a lot of space. The other thing too, I'm excited. I'm bringing my Azarkan toque from our last trip because I love that toque. I still use that toque all the time in the winter in Edmonton. I love that toque. There's no replacing that toque, Paul.
Well, there is replacing it. As you know, we're going to do it again. So we're going to get everybody mittens, scarves, and toques with Canada on them, with our tour on them. That'll be part of your package that you're going to receive with your tickets, either at the party here in Edmonton, or we'll ship it to you if you can't make the party.
So I'm retiring the other one?
Well, you can bring both. Okay. You know, you can bring both.
They're, home and away.
Collector's issue, those type of things. But yes, we will get that, and we'll be... you know, including that as part of the package with maybe some other little goodies that we have coming as well for people.
Let's talk about our photographer, Keith Moore.
Yeah, Keith Moore. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Keith, Keith is a photographer from here in Edmonton. A lot of his stuff is just unbelievable to see. You can look at his photos at KMOOREPHOTOS, K More Photos. That's on Instagram. He's also on Facebook if you want to give him a follow as well. So in the last World Juniors, we had a photographer there as well. Took photos of everywhere we went. He took turns going on some of the different buses.
Right.
Took pictures at the parties. And, you know, it's a great resource for us because we get all these photos after for free that you can download and save as memories. So it keeps you from having a camera for everywhere we go.
Yep.
And you have a guy who takes real good quality photos. So you're getting fantastic photos as part of the tour as well. So one of the people on the tour asked me to mention that because he said, Paul, you know, I don't think a lot of people know about the photographer. And it was such a great resource to have him there on the last tour, to have a photographer there to take the picture so that when we got home, we can scroll through all these fabulous pictures and, you know, relive the tour all over again.
Keith also did my photo spread for the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, where the guys are also...
I hope that's not on his Instagram because I'm sending people there.
Anyway, they're stunning photos. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm sure I'd be stunned.
You're going to look at it and you're going to go, that's stunned.
I'd be stunned like a stun gun if I saw that, that's for sure.
Hey, one of the other things, too, people always are... This is not a tough thing to find on the internet, but people always ask about power.
Yeah, well, Europe is 240,
yeah,
and we're 120 here in North America. So some of the items that we have are already made to power up no matter which one you plug into. I like to always be on the safe side, and I like to take an adapter and a power converter with me.
That's the big one.
So one of the things people ask me is, Paul, what do you use? And I went on Amazon, and I found a power bar that has... three or four of our plugins and has three or four USB ports.
Right.
And that's good enough to power up whatever you need to power up on the trip. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you go to Amazon or, you know, do a search online, you could find one of those power bars and, you know, they're easy to carry rather than carrying three different adapters to plug in three different things into the wall. That one power bar does it all. So just make sure that it includes not only the adapter, but also the power converter, that it converts from 240 to 120.
Yep.
And then the only other important thing is, you know, the hotel rooms will probably have hair dryers. I mean, I don't dry my hair, but I'm sure I've seen them there. But if you're bringing something like a curling iron or something that requires a bit more power, a bit more wattage, you got to make sure you have an adapter that can handle that.
Yeah.
So when you buy one, you know, go to your local store or do your research online or check on the back of the item to see exactly how much power you need for that specific item to work, because if you have an adapter that's not made for that and you blow that adapter, then it's not going to be converting that power anymore and you could damage some of your
equipment. Or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about transportation. Some people are going to be, and we're part of that group where we're going to start off in Stockholm and then move on to Gothenburg, but some people are joining us in Gothenburg. Let's talk about transportation generally and maybe a little specifically as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about two things. Some people who do not have flights as part of the tour may arrive at a different time where we don't have a transfer available.
Okay.
Now, if they arrive, once we do, and you know, it's not set in stone right now when we're doing our pickups, but we'll look at when everybody arrives and we'll pick the pickups for the people that are flying with us. If you're flying in on your own flights and you can catch one of our transfers, I'll put you on one of those transfers so that you can see that you've got a transfer waiting for you.
Okay.
But if you're arriving at a time that is totally different to when the rest of the group is arriving, you're arriving a day earlier or a day later, whatever the case may be, in Stockholm, there is a train that goes directly from the airport to right by our hotel. The airport in Stockholm is called Arlanda, A-R-L-A-N-D-A.
The code A-R-N.
That's right. And the train is called the Arlanda Express.
Okay.
So the Arlanda Express goes to the main train station in Stockholm, which is a short distance from our hotel.
3 or 4 blocks?
Not far at all.
Okay.
So you could easily roll your bag there, no problem. The Clarion sign is our hotel in Stockholm, so you could look it up on Google Maps, and you could see where the train station is as well. Now, the other thing that they have is they have an airport bus that goes from the airport to downtown Stockholm, and the airport bus stops right in front of our hotel in that little square. So that's a great option as well. And of course, you can also take an Uber or something else if you want to book it ahead of time.
Okay.
And leaving Gothenburg, same thing. That bus is right across the street at the train station. You can catch that bus directly to the airport. So very easy. We'll put up more information on that as we get closer as well, so that people know the options if they need to take.
And the cost?
And the cost is on there as well. So they can look at the bus is cheaper than the train for Stockholm, that's for sure. But there are options.
But it takes a little longer, though,
right? It takes a little bit longer, yes.
All right. Let's talk about the arena. The arenas.
Yeah, well, in terms of the arenas, we've had some questions about food in the arenas. I mean, they have lots of restaurants, kiosks, bars at the arena in Stockholm that will be at the Scandinavian Arena. Now, in Prague, you are not allowed to take food into your seats.
Right, I remember
that. So we sent an email to the people that run the arena in Gothenburg and asked them what are your rules in terms of having food in the stands or drinks in the stands. So we're waiting to hear back from that. We're putting up on our information of the Scandinavian Arena a link as well to their FAQ that talks about some things that you can't bring in. So you can't bring in backpacks. You can't bring in, you know, certain cameras that are professional quality or have lenses a certain size.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that we've asked that is very important for us is, do we stay inside the arena in between games? I know in some other places where they sold the tickets individually,
yeah,
we had to clear out the arena and then come back in again.
I had a conversation with somebody about in Ostrava about why that was done that way. And that was because they said they could not sell packages.
Yeah.
They didn't think that they had enough interest in selling packages to the events. So they sold per game and a per game basis. So that's why they had to move people in and out of the facility. Same with Trinich as well. I don't know what the deal is here, but we'll find out more in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure.
The other thing I've been told is that they have to give staff breaks.
Okay.
In between games, right?
Yeah.
And so they have to close the concessions. They have to prepare for the second game. They have to give their staff a break. So that might also be a reason why they make everybody clear out, a security issue as well. Make sure everything is cleared out. Make sure everything is clean. Make sure they're prepared for the next game. So we'll wait and see what they say in terms of that. Again, I don't think the weather is going to be anything to worry about if we have to be outside for an hour or something like that.
I'm not completely sure. I might be the only person who's going to ask you this, but what about my emotional support monkey?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to bring that in?
Yes, you're allowed.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Hang on a second. I got to make a tick mark there. Okay, got it.
Actually, one of the things I forgot.
Bubbles will be very happy to hear that.
Yeah, Bubbles. Well, did you get a jersey for Bubbles?
Not so loud. He's in the next room.
One of the things I forgot to mention.
Although he would find that appealing, along with his banana.
Appealing, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
One of the things I forgot to mention when we were talking about transportation is the local public transportation in Gothenburg.
Yeah.
So we're greatly situated with our hotel because on the square where our hotel is, in the center, there is a local public transportation little kiosk where you could buy tickets and do things. And all the trams stop right in front of the hotel. Now, we have buses that will take you to the arena and back for games. And obviously, we have transportation for all our other activities that we do. But on days off, mornings off, if you want to go further afield on your own and there's a place that you want to go to and you want to take the tram, you can go online. Again, we'll have it on our website. There's an app that you can download onto your phone.
Yeah.
And off that app, you could buy tickets. And our friend Marty Forbes downloaded the app and he tried to register.
Right.
And you tell us what happened when he tried to register.
I to be honest with you, I can't remember that whole story. I think I might have tuned out.
Well, it asked for your name and a number. And you have to have an ID number from Sweden to be able to lock your name in.
Okay.
So he was not able to log in and create a profile. So you don't need a profile to buy tickets on the app and use the app. So okay. That's right. The key is don't worry about creating a profile. You can go on there while we're there. I found that maybe that there's a block of 10 tickets that I think would be great to have.
Yeah.
And then you could use it as you want throughout the time that we're there. Just hop on a tram, hop on a bus, and you can use that for your local transportation. So and
Bubbles can go free, or do you need a ticket for Bubbles?
We strap them to the front.
Nice, like a bike.
Like a bike rack, right onto the bike rack.
Sure, that's going to go over really well. Okay, so there's that. The other thing, too, that I'm really enjoying is the Facebook videos on various different subjects, that kind of stuff. It's great.
Well, you know, when we get me on Facebook, I'll put up 5-6 things at a time, and then you won't hear from me for 3-4 days. Then I'll put up another 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how I'm working with this Facebook. But I just put up quite a few videos on Gothenburg, which give you a good idea of what the city is like. I also put up a video on Leesburg's Christmas. Well, so Leesburg is the amusement park in Gothenburg, and it's right by the arena, actually.
Okay.
And they run a Christmas market, Christmas festival at that time.
Oh,
so
great.
We're going to be going to that, and it's something that you may want to go on your own as well during free time. So there's a little video showing the market, the lights, the rides that they have there. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's really interesting as well. For the people that are going to Stockholm, there are Christmas markets in Stockholm, obviously, because we're there just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a great thing as well. And then don't forget, we're going on our day trip to Oslo in between Christmas and New Year's while they still have their Christmas in Wonderland festival on in the center of the city.
So Christmas that's in Wonderland, it sounds just spectacular. Love it.
You're going to have that with you, aren't you, Bryn?
What?
That little musical interlude, you know, so that when you get there,
yeah,
when you walk through the gates, or maybe is that when you walk through the pearly gates? I'm not sure which gates that's going to be.
No, when I walk through the pearly gates, it'll be quite simple. It'll be, you're here already? Anyway.
But, so we'll keep putting up videos and some other things. If you haven't followed our Facebook page, please do so. You just go to our homepage, azarkan.net. Go to the very top right-hand corner. You'll see the Facebook icon. It'll take you to the webpage. Give it a follow. Share it with your friends. Let your friends know about it. The other thing we put on the Facebook page is we put information on some of our other tours we have coming up. We have an Italy tour coming up in the spring. We'll be announcing a tour for the fall. Here when I get back as well. And some of our other tours or some of the other destinations that we go to, you may be able to follow along while I'm gone on these next tours that I'm going on to the, I'm leaving with an old timers group on the 19th, and then I'm going to Croatia afterwards with our Adriatic cruise. So, you know, the Facebook page is a great way to stay on top of what we're doing and where we're going. And also a great way to communicate with some of the people on the tour, because I see people on the tour posting comments and those sort of things.
Yeah.
So you get to know some of the characters on the tour as well, just by going to our Facebook page and seeing some of the information and some of the comments and responses.
Okay, let's talk about all the ways that people can find us. There's all sorts of different ways of tracking us down and different ways of getting a hold of us. Where do you want to start first?
Well, in terms of the podcasts for information, like the podcast we're doing right now, it'll be just on the tour webpage.
Okay.
Okay, so people know the tour webpage, azarkan.net/Canada. Everybody knows the password.
Yes.
You go on there, there will be a section for podcasts. The podcasts that we're going to list on there are specifically the podcasts for the World Junior Tour.
Okay.
Okay. We have podcasts that we're going to be releasing here right away, and one has already been released, where we have guests come on and talk about the World Juniors.
You're talking about when we had Peter Labardius on?
Peter Labardius is our first guest.
Gotcha. He was great.
He was fantastic. So you got to listen. It's a two-parter. And Peter is fantastic. Talking about the World Juniors, his favorite moments. You know, great storyteller. Great storyteller, oh, yeah, Peter Labardius. And so, you know, those will post on azarkan.net/media. We'll list all those that are for the public. Those are public podcasts. Yep. We'll try to keep these ones that are information podcasts
to the
just for the World Junior people.
Okay.
But we'll also put those on the World Junior site as well, the ones that pertain to the World Juniors.
Okay.
The other thing you can do is go to our site, azarkan.net. We're always putting new tours on there. If you have friends that are interested in maybe joining one of our tours in the future, get them on the priority list. They get on the priority list. They will get emails from us as soon as we announce tours or as soon as we have places available for different tours.
Gotcha. Is that pretty much it?
That's it for today.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I just got a note here. Oh, my God, no. Bubbles will have to pay for his... he'll have to pay to ride the transit. So. Very sad news. But you know what? I'll just have to cough up or I'll talk to Marty. Marty can spot me a couple of crones. What's crowns?
Corona.
Corona. That's what it is. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. So don't forget. Yeah, that's the other question we've been getting about people is, you know, how much money to take. So I'll reiterate again. A lot of the places we go to in Sweden are cashless, credit card, tapping. That's how you're going to pay for a lot of things, but it's good to have a bit of cash on you as well. So you know, do get some Swedish Corona. The earlier the better, because the longer you wait, your local provider may not have some on hand
over the holiday season. Are we finished?
I think that's it.
All right, great. Well, there's only one way to wrap this baby up.
And that's the end.